You know, I can't get the wedding off my mind, and the fact that none of us can go to it has been a problem. Not even friends of Bill, you know. I mean, the Clintons have had a lot of friends. You know, they had a lot of legal expenses, and they've got, you know, and none of them go. There's 400 guests.
That's well, a lot
which
of
means like 200 from each side, though.
Sure.
You know, I assume, unless, you know, well, the Clintons probably get 300, and he gets 100, you know.
Yeah.
And so what I'm thinking that is a lot of people who are really kind of expected to get an invitation because they donated, you know, large sums of money or whatever, or, mm-hmm. bailed them out of various things. But no, it's Chelsea's got to know him and got to like him, you know.
Yeah.
The Gores aren't coming.
Yeah. No. It's Chelsea's wedding.
Say no more. Huh? Chelsea's wedding. But I'm thinking what we need now are people are all dressed up, nowhere to go, alternative weddings to go to today. Somewhere around the country, people probably in New York, but anywhere really, who really are in a wedding mood and feel thwarted by the fact they cannot get into Rhinebeck for the festivities, can't even drive in there and just, you know, wish them well.
You're blocked out.
Get in the receiving line or can't do it. So right now, people out there who have a wedding going on today and they have room. You know, we don't need everyone. Doesn't have to go to one wedding. We can get several weddings. You know, 20 people here, 20 people there, 10 people here, and you know, if we bring something. Then I don't see that it's a net gain, really, for the weddings involved. So if you have a wedding going on today, this morning, this afternoon, or tonight, that we can come to, you know, and we can line people up with weddings right now. So if you have a wedding going on right now in competition with, by the way, the Chelsea Clinton big affair there in Rhinebeck, you're competing with it in a sense. Let's hear from you right now, Jim.
That's right. And they have to call.
Yes, how would you do that, Jim?
800-942-5669.
Yes. Wedding going on, we're invited.
That's right.
The way I want to see it. We have some place we can actually go. We're actually wanted because we care.
And we have suitable dress.
And I have just that one sport jacket. You have, I could borrow from you maybe.
Oh, I've got a suit for you, I think.
You do?
Yeah.
What size are you?
I'm a 42 long.
That's not going to work for me, Jim. I'll swim in that.
All right. How about that sport jacket of yours?
Yeah. Can we hike it up? We can probably.
We'll work it out.
Looking for weddings going on right now that the average person like us can go to if we need a really. We're in a wedding mood. We got weddings going on all over, and we just, you know, you probably got a little room. And if there's room, I mean, I'm not saying, you know, make special arrangements for us, but if there's a room and if there's, you know, maybe a chicken or fish or.
Or the veggies.
The medley. Duncan in Chippewa Falls. Duncan, do you have a wedding that we can come to?
Yeah, you can come to my wedding.
Yeah, is that today?
It is today.
It is today. Are you at it right now? Are you at it right now?
I am on my way to meet with the groomsmen so that we can then head to the wedding site.
Okay, did you have a big groomsmen bash last night, Duncan?
That was Wednesday.
That was Wednesday? How'd that go?
It went well enough.
Well enough. Okay, let's leave it at that, I guess.
Yeah.
Where'd you have that at? In Chippewa Falls?
No, we went to Minneapolis, and we visited some of the different venues there.
Camp Snoopy?
Camp Snoopy, sure.
Okay, so you got through that all right now. And where's the wedding, what time, and what should we wear? And
well, we're getting married at the Cook Rutledge Mansion on the West Hill of Chippewa Falls.
Yeah.
And from there, we're going to have a reception at the Avalon Hotel.
Avalon.
Which is, right, that's on the south side of town.
Okay, should we just come for the reception, or should we come for the ceremony?
Well, I'll tell you what. The reception room is going to be booked for the dinner, but if you want to come around 7 o'clock, you know, there's a cash bar, and we'd love to have you. We have a DJ. There's even going to be some karaoke.
Cash bar tomorrow. And karaoke sounds pretty enticing. And Duncan, who is the lucky girl?
Her name is Amy.
Amy? Okay.
Yes.
And so is a big affair, a lot of people invited?
Well, actually, because we're at the mansion for the wedding, we had to keep the guest list small.
Yeah.
But then there's going to be more at the reception.
Yeah.
That's all right. We like it that way.
Yeah. And the reception is at the Avalon?
It is at the Avalon.
Yeah. And that's
a fine establishment.
And that's at in Chippewa Falls as well?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, sounds good. So you get a lot of people from Eau Claire probably coming in. And
we've got Eau Claire. We've got people from Washington State. We've got people from Florida. People made the trip.
This is bigger than the Rhinebeck deal. This is good, Duncan. Congratulations. Are you a little nervous? Are you a little nervous?
Am I nervous? Only insofar as I want to get it over with. Let's just get the show on the road.
The marriage or the wedding? Because that's a little premature, Duncan.
The wedding. No, the marriage, I'm very much looking forward to.
Yeah, excellent. Thanks, Duncan.
Thank you.
You'll see some of us there at the Avalon. We'll just come to the Avalon, and we'll ask for you. Congratulations. Okay. There's one right now. Very nice affair in Chippewa Falls. See, that's what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And, you know, we don't have security here in Wisconsin and all that. And, you know, close the airspace. Are we going to close the airspace over Chippewa Falls? I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Michelle's in Kansas City. Hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Have you got a wedding for us?
Well, I don't have a wedding, but I've got a 90th birthday.
A 90th birthday is a nice affair. That's as good as a wedding.
Yeah. So that's going to be full of people and tons of people, and you can come right in, and nobody'd even notice you were crashing.
Okay. Okay, and so this is in Kansas City?
Uh-huh. It's for my aunt, Geraldine Runyon.
Geraldine Runyon, 90th. We got to know the name, or they suspect immediately that, you know. How is Geraldine? How is Aunt Geraldine?
She's good.
She's doing good. And where is it at?
It's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Yeah, but I mean, we got nowhere. We just can't wander around Kansas City asking for Aunt Geraldine.
No, that's right. It's at the Electrician's Hall.
The Electrician's Hall?
Yeah.
Where is that?
Well, that's probably all I need to give at this point.
You're afraid we're going to come, aren't you, Michelle?
Might have some crashers.
Might have some crashes. Okay, so if we can find the Electrician's Hall in Kansas City and say we're related to Geraldine, what's the last name?
Runyon,
yeah, Geraldine Runyon.
So happy birthday.
That should get us in a happy birthday, and a very happy birthday to her. And thank you, Michelle.
Bye.
You're going to see some of us there. That's good. Doesn't have to be just a wedding, although weddings are good. That line is gone. We're looking now for weddings we can crash, not crash. Because we'll be invited to.
That's right.
If you have a wedding going on or like something like that, a 90th birthday, it'd be a wonderful affair for us to bust into. The cash bar, you know, and the wedding we got
and
there.
And the karaoke.
That's kind of a stopper, but the karaoke kind of balances that out, you know. Let's see, Marty is in Appleton. Got something going on there. Marty, hi. What's going on in Appleton?
I have weddings all over the state of Wisconsin you can go to.
You do?
I run a party rental company, so I assume I can invite you guys all to them.
Yeah, so you know where it's happening, huh?
Yep, I've got one at Brett Favre Steakhouse. You could watch Training Camp.
Oh, yes, that's it. Brett Favre Steakhouse. Is that still open?
Yep. I think they painted it purple and it's still open.
They didn't, did they?
No, they didn't.
Oh, my God. Because that would last about a day, painted purple. So there's what's going on there at Brett Farms?
It's a wedding outside. They got a tent up and everything on the parking lot.
Okay, but who? You know, we got to know some names at least.
Some names. I believe it's Clayman Celine. I believe it is.
This
I just
is not
go set up the tents. I don't know. I mean, I'm
Clayman Celine. We're gonna go there and say Clayman Celine sent me get into the.
Just tell him you're invited by the party rental guy, and he assumed he could invite hundreds and hundreds of people over the radio.
Yeah. Marty sent me. That's all I got to say.
Yep,
Marty sent me. I got to pick up the chairs. We need the chairs for another wedding.
Yeah, you can do that.
So if
you're there,
folks just get out of them for a minute.
That would be great. I'd even pay you.
Yeah, Marty. And Marty, are you doing, do you do is there like a DJ too from you?
No,
you don't
just
do
the tents, tables, chairs, linens, china, that kind of thing.
Yeah. What else you got for us? Appleton sounds good.
Stages, dance floors.
No, I mean, what other affairs?
Oh, there's one going on at North Shore Golf Club as well. That one's maybe a little bit of a swanker affair if you're not looking for the training camp type of...
Swank sounds good. Swank, also in Appleton?
Also, well, that's in Menasha, technically.
Okay. I don't go into Menasha. I'd go, if it was Nina, either. I would go. But no, Menasha sounds nice, and that's at the North Shore Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
Do you happen to know the names of these?
No, they didn't. I mean, that one I went through a wedding planner, so I literally don't know the name.
Okay, what's the name of the wedding planner? Ah, we're not going to crash.
Yeah, I would say just walk into any wedding all over the state of Wisconsin and tell them Marty sent you.
Right, the famous last words is what I think. Thanks, Marty.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Not as good as the affair at the Avalon there so far. but the cash bar is a bit of a stopper.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Deanne, you there?
I'm here.
Have you got a wedding going on there in Charleston, West Virginia?
No, but I'm curious about that fellow that wears a 42 long jacket. He sounds like my size of a man. I want to know if he's married or not.
Oh, boy. He's married.
Oh, too bad.
He's way married.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Thanks, Deanne. I'm sure he appreciates it.
Okay.
Too long. Yeah. He just wears his jackets long. That's all it is. It's not like 42 long. What's your inseam, big boy?
36.
Not your waist, your inseam.
Oh, inseam.
Yeah.
Inseam. 32.
Michael's in Green Bay, aren't you, Michael?
I am in Green Bay.
Are you getting married?
I am getting married today.
Oh, what a man.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. A little encouragement there for you. In Green Bay?
Yeah, right in Green Bay.
Yeah, and what time's the wedding?
Well, the small private ceremony is about 3:30, but
can't make
guests
that.
Guests are going to arrive at 5.
Yeah.
And for cocktail hour, but if you can make it by 6:30, we'd set a plate for you.
Cool. Well, where is it?
Green Bay Country Club.
Oh, that sounds nice. I haven't been there.
Yeah, it's a little overcast here today, but I think we'll get it in. I think it'll be all right.
Yeah. Is the ceremony going to be outdoors?
Ideally, the ceremony, yes, but all of the eating and drinking will be indoors.
Okay.
Yeah.
All the consumables will be indoors.
Yes.
And who are you marrying, Michael?
My lovely fiance is named Angela.
Angela.
Yep.
This sounds nice.
And, yeah, you'd like her.
I'd like her? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
And, all right, so that's good. And are you a little nervous right now, or how are you holding up?
You know, I was doing fine until I actually called the show, and I'm probably more nervous about the phone call than the wedding.
Yeah. So. The wedding is who paid for all this? Her side pays for it, right? The bride's side?
We're kind of doing it ourselves.
You are? Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good. And, all right, so we come at what time, say, 6:30?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Country Club.
Right.
And that, is it chicken? What's our choice?
Well, you have a choice of a filet. you have a chicken Napoleon, which I don't know if I could describe to you.
Yeah, what happened to Napoleon? It wasn't good, I know that.
It's layered, and I think there's a sprig of sage coming out of it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then there's a potato walleye.
Ooh. Potato walleye?
Potato crusted walleye, I think is.
I didn't know if it was a potato or a walleye, and how.
I think it's both.
It's a hybrid of a potato. Combine a potato with a walleye. That sounds good. I'd have to go with the walleye.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Can you hold a few of those for us?
I think that'd be all right.
That would be really cool. And then afterwards, what do we got? Dancing and.
Yeah. There'll be a DJ and basically until people start filtering out.
Yeah. What? John did something. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, right. I don't know what that is either.
All right. And then you guys are off on a mad dash to your honeymoon right afterwards?
Yeah, actually, tomorrow we fly over to London.
No kidding. Hey, you're doing it right, Mike.
Yeah. Yeah.
Darn cool. So maybe spend a week in London or?
About 4 days in London. Then we're going to go off to Brussels and then off to Paris and then back home.
Fantastic. You're doing it right. Well, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
If I don't see you there, I hope to. But if I don't, best wishes to you. Congratulations.
Well, thanks, Michael.
Have a great one.
Thank you.
Okay. There's some possibilities for you anyhow if you got that wedding feeling.